entertain a motion to start our meeting.
I will make a motion. We begin.
I second that.
Motion and a second, and we have a quorum, so further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I guess we'll record.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And approval of the minutes.
So it was on June 23rd. So Brent went over the financial statement. The year to date, we brought in $367,000. Money spent was $114,000 on equipment, $22,000 on oil, miscellaneous fees, or bank fees, and checks for the meeting. A total of $137,000 was spent. We had deposits of the SRS of $164,000. Mineral lease was $91,000, making it $546,000 on hand. Revenue has been up this year since last. And then checks that were written from the last one was $58,000 for a belly dump / pup trailer. And then we had bills coming up of $172,000 for oil and chip sealant. And then for painting, between $60,000 to $70,000. And then we discussed the agreed upon procedures. We passed everything besides the grant on for me. And then we discussed about if we would pay for the leasing of trucks and came to the conclusion that we'd only purchase. Yeah.
Any additions or corrections anybody has?
That was good.
Entertain a motion to approve the minute.
So made.
I second.
Second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Financial statement review.
Okay. So year to date, you brought in $857,000. We spent $381,000. So we've added to our cash balance of about $476,000. So we have on hand $792,000. So since our last meeting, we've had several deposits come in. We have had some small federal mineral lease deposits, a large federal mineral lease deposit of $90,000, payment in lieu of tax of $398,000. So year to date, we've collected $910,000. So fair amount. We're already above where we were for last year.
What's that compared to the last 4 or 5?
The last what?
Compared to the last 4 or 5 years. Probably more than last year.
Probably a couple hundred from what the low was 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We were about 700 and something.
Yeah.
So what's happening to this?
It's the price of oil. That's what's driving it.
You know,
well, you need to quit complaining? Or?
The SRS is up, you know.
Because I got to pay for fuel. it just goes back in.
Yeah, you lose it.
You lose it.
That's really what's driving the lease money.
Same thing. I mean, it's instead of $12,000 a month, it's $50,000.
Yeah. So the leases are crafted so they graduate the price of oil.
And production.
They get it. Not only production, but the price also. Mm.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it.
Well, it must be, if that's. They're more than just production.
I don't know that the production's gone up.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that the production's gone up. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
It did there for a little bit.
So, I know there's more wells in the basin pumping than there were a while ago.
Yeah.
A lot more activity over there. So just a note, I don't think we'll get there this year, but when our total revenues, and that would be the total income on the first page, which is an accrual-based income measurement, when that hits $1 million, we're subject to an audit, which means our accounting fees will go up about $1,000 roughly. So.
And we used to get over $1 million, like $1.2 million or something. A bunch of years when I first came on board.
I was going to say, when I first came on, I think it was last year we saw $1 million.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
Okay. I've seen one two, one three, maybe just barely over 1.3.
Yeah.
That's like 9 years ago.
Yeah. So we got 4 months or 5 months left.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll go over the million?
We've only got one more big deposit left to come in.
So we've got 90,000
probably.
So you'll probably go over.
Well, so it's right. It's the number on the front here. The accrued number 857. So I don't think we'll scare it.
We probably won't.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get over it.
Brandon, how much is your county budget? What should be
4.3.
4.3.
Yeah, something like that.
How much of that's wages?
2 million.
More than half.
Million 8, million 9.
As much benefits.
I think our benefits are 900,000, and the other one's 1.1.
Yeah.
2 million.
There's 20. What, 8 of us? So.
How much are you getting them out for paved and gravel? You know.
I don't know.
Whatever they send you.
Yeah, because it fluctuates so much. They could vary 100,000 easily. I mean, most of the time it fluctuates 200,000, 3.
We're working on trying to maybe up that a little bit this year. We've got some stuff going on in the legislature. That's a...
For transportation?
Well, for B-roads.
So,
for
B-roads?
And some of the other counties.
So I, 4 years ago, they came in and they came to us and said, you're going to get a ton of money. And we did. We got... Our usual deposit for like 400,000, 500,000, they started coming in at like 800,000 or 900,000.
Double that, huh?
Yeah. And then the state got a whiff of it and was like, nope, we're stopping that. And sure enough, they stopped it right half. Yep. And said they needed it for their bridges and other stuff. The state took it back.
Yeah.
Hmm. But I don't know if
it
changed.
It was, what do they call it? It was federal highway money the state got. And it's supposed to be distributed to counties, and the state stepped in and said, oh, we're not going to give you that much.
That's too much. They did that for two deposits, and it doubled. It was really good.
So they played with the Class B and C road formula.
Yep.
Well, that's it. I've got a couple of meetings. I don't know how to play the formula. I'm trying to get them maybe just make another grade for mag roads.
Yeah.
And then you won't mess up the whole formula, just the extra put in there.
Because
you start messing up the whole formula, then you got Soul Lake and everybody out screaming.
We just need extra for our mag.
I've suggested that. I don't know what to tell you. I just think it's an easier way to get something in there than start. Because you start changing the formula, you take it out of the more urban counties and move it to these. It's always reluctant to do that. If we could just get a little more support for mag, put it another grade, like the gravel's like 1 or 2. If we put it at a 3 or something like that, I don't know. Because
it's a cost.
To me, it seems more.
Because right now they're getting funded as a gravel.
As a gravel.
Yeah. So if we could get an up and up to a 3 or something grade for mag, then it would help us. And I don't think you'd have as big a fight. But I don't know. We'll see.
I guarantee every county jump on board.
Yeah, I mean, they'll all have their opinions. That helps us, and it might not help others. I think
it'll help everybody. Well,
so we'll see.
Maybe not Salt Lake County.
I was going to say the big ones.
Well, it's excellent. I know you start changing with the whole formula, you create a big fight.
It's
all state or city roads in Salt Lake County. They have very few county roads.
They're not that big.
They're all cities.
Yeah, cities or state.
I think they got much county left. So. And so they'll always be, when you mess with the formula and try to, unless you put a lot more money in, just suck it out and put it down to more rural counties or something.
You just need to divide up the extra that Garfield County gets. With the other,
do they get it all?
They get half.
Oh, do they?
They get a lot of stuff.
They get a ton of stuff on
the
formula. They got exempted from the other changes for some reason, and they get.
So the guy that used to be in charge of that, he finally retired.
Brian
Bremner. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He retired, and they've really gone downhill since then. But he used to fight like crazy to get money. He'd be in every one of the meetings trying to get money from everywhere.
Yeah.
For the Burr Trail.
Yeah.
That's paid now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going home.
Half of it is. Paid half of it. Yeah. I went on drive a couple years ago and it was a pretty good road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Financial statement.
Just to check detail on the back.
Who's this bill guy that's getting all these checks? Right here,
yeah.
Bill.
We should look into that. Dairy business ain't as good as it used to be, huh? Mostly oil.
Just oil, right? Spreading.
A little bit of striping, a couple of culverts.
Yeah.
Do you get a stripe machine?
No.
Okay. I thought we would find you a striper. Easier to just farm it up?
Yeah, I'm not paying the roads.
Yeah.
That's way too much. Way too much.
You say that's taking a lot of time.
Well, it would probably cost you $5 million for the truck.
Kimball and Roberts.
So we can add 1,000 if we go over a million to that? Kimball and Roberts?
Yeah, probably.
But we won't make it, though.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get there this year.
Do we need a motion to accept checks? Or financial?
Financial review, yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Second. A motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So, training. We have some training to do. Is that right, Melissa?
Yeah.
Is this the open and public meetings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
we'll close this meeting and then
do
the training.
Question.
Well, they can leave. They don't
I do have a question for you.
So other business,
we get out?
I'm going to buy some asphalt, probably. So
what did we find out on leasing vehicles for you?
I'm going to do it through the county.
Through the county?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if I spend $150,000, $200,000, oil's doubled this year.
Yeah.
But we're going to do some more on 2,000 out there. So be some of that. I might look for a mechanics truck. Might end up buying a grader, but they are a year out. So I'll have to hold the money and do it that way.
What did we get the last grader for?
300, wasn't it?
I was going to say, I think the last one was 310.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was 250.
It was. We got the one for that, and then like 6 months later, we got the other one, and it was 3 something.
And, three.
And now they're 100,000 more.
Really?
Wow.
So anything anymore is unreal.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we got one out of the mine, we'll sell you.
It might have to.
You can have it.
I want the Traco.
I want to throw that in, too.
You better throw that in. We need a Traco. And that's another thing, the Traco. I did find one, and we're going to sell it to the landfill. That's through the county, but we'll probably purchase one, like a 320 here, pretty quick. The 315 we have won't pick the K-Rail very safely. We're always going to have to drag it across the road or drag it across the truck, and I don't want to hurt somebody.
Just messes up.
It's just an old machine, that 315.
Gordon, we looked into some leasing options. We'll have to, when Brandon gets ready, sit down.
It just seemed like that saved the county a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, right now, what we need to protect against, if you start leasing everything, and then in 3 years they change the lease, you have no equity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It digs you.
Yeah.
Like if you're leasing 20 vehicles and
right.
They raise the lease 30 or 40%. But we can lease, the company I was with, they lease garbage trucks. And so I got to ask him, I says, well, how do we get a line on, like there's some cities we need a, John kind of needs a new compactor truck, you know, way out on. But there's some cities that change them out every year. I says, how do we get a line? I don't know. They have graders. And we can get a price on.
We can get it, but they just the hours.
Yeah, we can get a price on anything.
It's hard to.
Right.
We always go over.
Well, we can get our best bang for the buck.
Right.
If we do something, we need to put enough equity and capital when you replace them.
Right.
We need to do a few, but you get a whole bunch out there on the lease, and then you have to go back the other way and start purchasing.
Oh, yeah. I think John told me the other day he wanted a compactor up there, you know, just like a compactor to compact the trash inside the pit. It was $993,000.
Yeah, have you seen where there is now? The one he's got now has been sitting in his yard for 6 months.
Trying to get parts. Yeah, he's probably put 150 in it.
Is that those big, like, loaders?
Yeah.
He's got the sheep's foot. He's got the sheep foot on.
Yeah, $993,000.
He's got one that he got tore down that's been sitting in the yard all summer because he can't get parts.
Right.
Was it 900?
993. Yeah. But like I said, you can't even get equipment now. Like if you go order a grader tomorrow, I bet it might be a year and a half.
That long.
They can get by. I mean, they're getting by without that, but they get so much more compaction, or the pits fill up so much, they don't get in there compacted.
We could just get some of these guys with their silage tractors.
Get the track ones.
Like see the tires. They're only 300,000.
They are.
Maybe compost.
See him around. I seen him walking into the grocery store the other day, but I haven't seen him.
Yeah, it's busy for me.
Maybe some of these guys, you could lease them, you know.
They start chomping.
Once the pits are full.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah. I stay busy. Yeah.
Now I probably have a couple.
Put some crow's feet on there.
Oh my
God. Yeah, they are.
You get David Andre to do it.
That's right.
I have to go back to burning garbage then.
In the morning. Yeah, we need to be burning that stuff.
Get a big trash barrel.
Tell you the truth.
You guys see that thing on the news last night about down at Beaver, they're dumping whole milk into a big pit, and it's turned bright red from the protein in there, and all the neighbors are complaining that harming the groundwater and everything else. It's going to be
dumping it out of the plant or something.
No, they're like, must be surplus milk, but they dump like 9 or 10 semis besides. And it's like, they call this place Way Hill. They used to deposit way out there, but now they've been dropping whole milk, and it's just this big, I think it's 300 or 400 yards long and 10 or 12 feet wide, and just filled with old milk.
Yeah, he'll get a red skim on it. I don't know, some of it, whatever the ingredients are or something, when it starts going around.
That stinks.
It really stinks.
Pretty bad. I guess they got the pig farms.
And then they sell it as sour cream later? Or
well, the place was supposed to be a fertilizer. They used to sell the whey as fertilizer, but since they don't do that anymore, they took away their fertilizer exemption, and now there's no waste.
I have some guys in southern Utah that come and buy milk for fertilizer. Hmm. They just inject it, and there's a certain balance that'll put back in and stuff like that. And they'll come in and they'll put it in, just inject it, put it right on, and just get in, they'll spread it out.
Can't you use that for dust control somewhere?
No. I get the phone calls on that one. Darren will go by your house going west.
Yeah,
there. 3 days.
Just follow the flies.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, try it right there, east and west. It's probably ready to be maxed, so.
You're getting close, well, not this year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah. That'll harden it up. Get some milk on it.
Oof.
So have you got that pulled up?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long has it taken?
Has it been playing already?
Well, last year it was pretty fast. Or...
Hey, get that thing going. We'll be done here in a few minutes.
You're done with me, I guess.
You don't want to stick around?
No.
Are you sure? Have you had the training? You probably need it.
I have it every year in the county.
Well, you
my grandma?
You can give it to us.
Nah.
This is open meeting.
Nah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Open meeting.
Yeah, public meeting.
If you've got smart enough figured out, they'll tell you.
We'll see.
I'll keep
my hands on track over 9, 4, 1, 4, 2.
Bulldozers.
And when you come in to disarm it, you're supposed to press 1-4-1-4-1.
If it comes in that price, we'd definitely get a regular meeting.
Okay.
You're talking about nine brand new, you're a million.
But when you leave, I think what happens, see, we have a key, you know.
I know, we have an end too.
So you turn it off, and then
you're supposed to come in and disarm it. And then when you leave, you go.
Sensors.
Otherwise, the deputy is over there, the dispatch. A little camera comes on right there.
The right price will take it.
Okay, we'll see.
Sounds good, we'll see you.
Thanks for the reminder, Melissa.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it is.
Are there drinks in that fridge?
Probably.
We used to have drinks in that fridge.
Better find out. Long night.
An emergency meeting may be held to discuss an urgent matter.
We got water. Diet Coke.
In order to hold the meeting, the best notice that's feasible
is
provided of the client's location.
I'm good.
An attempt is made to contact
all
government
bodies.
I'm a favorite person.
And the government body majority.
You want one?
No, I'm good.
An open and public meeting may be closed to discuss any of the following: a person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining.
We should have a closed meeting sometimes.
Certain legal property transactions, including any form of a water right or watershed.
Invite those guys to officially meet and then talk about them.
Security of devices or systems deployment, investigations of criminal misconduct, and private or protected information for the Utah Procurement Code, including trade secrets. A closed meeting may be held only if a quorum is present and the meeting was properly noticed.
Didn't we do a test with this?
2/3 of the governing body present at the meeting need to vote yes to close the meeting.
Do we have to pass it?
With math lesson, 2 divided by 3 equals 66.7%. Let's say your governing body.
Does it keep track of it online?
If 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%, which is not equal or greater than 66.7%. Which means you're 1 member short and would need 4 out of 5 members to vote yes. During a closed meeting, a governing body can't interview someone applying to fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, competence, or health of a person whose name was submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, approve any ordinance, resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or appointment, or take a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting. When a governing body closes a meeting, the following must be publicly announced and entered into the minutes of the open meeting at which the closed meeting was approved: the reason or reasons for holding the closed meeting, the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body either for or against the motion to close the meeting. If a closed meeting is discussing a person's character, competence, or health, or security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, or several other exceptions, mostly related to state bodies or project entities, no recording or minutes are required. However, the presiding member needs to sign a sworn written statement stating such. If the closed meeting is held for any other reason, a recording must be made, which includes date, time, and place of the meeting, names of members present and absent, and names of all others, except where disclosure would infringe on the confidentiality necessary to fulfill the original purpose of closing the meeting. Regular open and public meetings require 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting, agenda, date, time, and place. Public meeting agendas need to include reasonably specified topics to be considered, with each topic listed under a separate agenda item on the meeting agenda. The governing body may not consider a topic in an open meeting that wasn't on the agenda. If a new topic not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the new topic during that meeting. Additionally, entities holding regular meetings scheduled in advance over the course of the year need to provide annual notice of the entire year's meeting schedule. The notice must include date, time, and place for each meeting. Notice is posted at the entity's principal office, or if the entity doesn't have a main office, at the building where the meeting will be held, and the Utah Public Notice
website. Yeah, everybody goes to the library. Best place to post it, right?
Typically, posting on the public notice website is done by the records officer, recorder, or clerk. However, it's the governing body's responsibility to ensure notice is provided. State Archives has prepared a training manual with guides for owners and posters, as well as training videos that can be accessed at their website, archives.utah.gov. Written minutes and a recording are kept of all open meetings, with few exceptions. Written minutes include the date, time, and place of the meeting, the names of members present and absent, the substance of all matters, names of citizens providing comments, the substance of the comments provided, any information a body member requests be entered into the minutes or recording, and a record by individual member of each vote taken. A body with elected members must record each vote in list format by category for each action taken by a member, including yes votes, no votes, and absent members next to each member's name. The recording must be a complete and unedited record of all open portions of the meeting from beginning to end, and be labeled with the meeting date, time, and place. All or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Pending minutes means written minutes of an open meeting in draft form subject to change before being approved by the public body that the
meeting. Do you have to record this too?
Pending minutes must contain a clear indication, such as a draft of pending watermark, that the governing body hasn't yet approved the minutes and that the minutes are subject to change until the public body approves them. Approved minutes means written minutes of an open meeting approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public body's approval of written minutes. Public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are public records under grammar. Any individual who publicly presents information relating to an item on the public body's meeting agenda must provide a copy of the information for inclusion of the record. Make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, make an audio recording of the open meeting available to the public for listening.
Okay. True or false, a governing body is required to provide citizens a responsible opportunity to speak during a public hearing.
True.
Which of the following is an example of when a public hearing is required? Adopting a budget, imposing a tax, increasing a fee, or all of the above?
All the above.
True or false, public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are not public records under grammar.
False.
True or false, when a public body quorum meets to discuss or act upon government businesses, it is considered a public meeting.
True.
True or false, regular open and public meetings require 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting agenda, date, time, and place. Notice is posted at 1. The entity's principal office, or if the entity does not have a main office, at the building where the meeting will be held, and 2. The Utah Public Notice website.
True.
Good job. And passed.
That was it?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't bad.
No.
Well, that's section 1. There's 8 sections.
Oh. Well, you're probably right. You know, yeah. I mean, there's a whole series of rules and regulations on the dang thing. And,
yeah, there are.
Man.
Well, looks like we can have a closed meeting to review the confidence we have in President Biden in the mental capacities.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. We don't have to record that.
No.
Just have to have the chairman sign that it's for the health, safety,
And then they could come
and see what's been passed on the papers
of your house.
24 hours before we do our meeting.
Yours will be the next house raided.
Other business? Anything else?
Adjourn.
For us?
Oh, I like that motion.
I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Thank everyone for coming. Thank